So this year, as a church, we've been doing the Bible in a year. And I have the absolute pleasure of doing life with an amazing group of people in our small group and journeying with this Bible in a year. So I'd like to invite up Rachel and Mark, and they're going to share with you how they are getting on with this. So let's give them a warm welcome. So, guys, just want to know why you've decided to join in and how you're getting on with Bible in a Year.
I decided to join in because I want to learn more about who God is, and the Bible seems like a good way to do that. I've had some really great moments and some tough moments. The great moments have been where I've been in a routine. David and I have been reading together sometimes. I've been learning more about the story of the Bible, about who God is. The challenging moments have been when I haven't read for a few days. I feel a bit guilty and I'm trying not to get legalistic about it. Or I get behind and I want to keep up with everybody else.
Well, I've never managed to keep up with a reading plan every day of the year consistently. I've tried it and failed many times. I've managed to get to the end eventually. But this year is the first time I've managed to do it every day. And the reason I've been able to do that is because we're part of a home group and a church that's doing it. I was very excited when David announced last year we were going to do it as a church. And signing up to the Leeds Vineyard Life Facebook group, there's a community of us that are kind of posting regularly and helping one another to make it through in the year. And I've almost felt a responsibility. I mustn't let the team down. I want to keep going. So it's being part of the group that has kept me, and I've loved it.
So what advice would you give to all of us to just keep going with it, even when it's tough, even when we find it hard? What advice would you give from what you've learnt?
I think the thing I found most helpful is support from other people. So be part of a home group because you'll get encouragement there from other people. And it's not just hearing how people are doing well, but it's also hearing how people are struggling and then realising you can get back on with it, which is useful. The other thing I found useful is when I've got really stuck, changing Bible translation. That's been quite helpful just to get a sort of fresh, different take, different perspective.
My tips would be, first thing, join the Leeds Vineyard Life Facebook group. Click to join, find it, you can find it. Hannah will add you, and join the community just for a little daily support to go through. Colin posts a verse every single morning. Colin Mundy posts a verse. I look forward to it, encourages me at the start of the day. If you haven't got the app or you haven't got a Bible, I've got 200 of these in my office. It's the New Testament, NIV. The church has a bunch at the back. Don't leave without a Bible today. You can also download the Read Scripture app. There's instructions on the Leeds Vineyard Life Facebook group. There's a summary of some of my own notes to date. It goes up there regularly to help people catch up. Today's a good time to jump in. Why? We've spent months going through the Old Testament, looking at the lives of men and women that walked with God through good times and bad and had victory. We've just spent a few weeks looking at the life of Jesus four times in the Gospels. God himself walking with his Father every day through good times and bad and has victory at the end. Today we start the Acts of the Apostles. Today we're going to read what happens when a church of ordinary people like you and I get filled with the Holy Spirit and start to walk with God through good times and bad and have victory. That's today. Acts chapter 1, you can start today. Then we have the letters, which is the explanation by the apostles as to what's behind it all, how the Old Testament and the New Testament fit together. It starts today, Acts chapter 1.
Excellent. And then finally, before we go, you've both mentioned small groups, and that's something that we really encourage you to take part in. So why would you encourage someone to get involved in a small group?
I think the church is getting bigger, which is great news, but it's also harder to get to know people, so it's really important to be part of something smaller that we meet regularly. You meet all sorts of people who will be like you, not like you, and you're challenged in many ways. And also, I think we just, as from Mark's been saying, we just need to support each other because being a Christian's tough in our culture at the moment.
Yeah. Being able to post times of when you're going through a hard time, put a quick SOS on the a little WhatsApp group, or phone somebody if you're not on a mobile, and just say, look, can you pray for me? And you'll get a whole load of little replies, praying. And just to know that other people know what you're going through at that moment in time is priceless.
Thanks, guys, for sharing. Thank you. Should we thank